Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So at the end of it, the key is make sure you vote. November 3rd is just right around the corner. And as I've been saying for the last couple of days, do not put it in the mail. Take it to your polling place. Take it to the Dropbox location. Call your elections office. Make sure that they have a place for you to put it. Or, you know, here in Pennsylvania, you take it to the polls, you hand it in on the 3rd, and you cast your ballot that way. I would not trust putting anything in the mail, just my thoughts, because I still don't believe that it's settled here in Pennsylvania. I know the Supreme Court said they're not going to take it up again, but I don't know. So make sure you vote. And I'm excited to talk to my next guest, who is out there, telling people across the country to do just that. Get out and vote. She is the bringer of the light. The Women of Steel with the steelworkers are going around the country with their bat light, shining the light of freedom on buildings across the country. And here to share some thoughts on what the light is and why the bat light's out there, I've asked Amber Miller to come talk with us. She is one of the Women of Steel and the bringer of the light. Amber, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, no problem, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. I got to tell you, I've been following you guys on Twitter. I've been following the pictures. Amazing stuff. Just incredible stuff. And we're flashing some of them on our social media. But really great stuff.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Appreciate it. You know, the more folks who get to see that stuff, you know, that's our hope. It's kind of a different way of messaging right now, considering that, you know, typical election work that workers would do would be hitting doors and having conversations. So this is a COVID friendly, you know, kind of out of the box messaging campaign here.
So now you got this giant projector, you're going around, you were in Chicago, you put it on Wrigley Field, the art museum, a whole bunch of places, big giant signs of, you know, vote, get out, vote, do that stuff. What kind of response are you getting from people?
You know, to be honest, it's been fairly good. Like, you know, the communities we go into, we put a lot of thought into it. You know, there are communities that are, you know, typically more blue-leaning. You know, we're not going to go into places to agitate folks on purpose. So, you know, a lot of times we'll have people stop. They want to get a picture or, you know, I remember being in Pittsburgh where we were out kind of in the different neighborhoods shining it on some murals, and a guy actually walked up and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know where my polling place is. So we were able to like pull up a phone. Hey brother, you know, here's where you go. And he's like, hey, thanks. You know, so it's stuff like that. That's been kind of cool. Just different conversations, it's been good.
No, I mean, and I wish there was more of that. I mean, I'm a big fan of engagement. I'm a big fan of participatory democracy. And, you know, this is part of having those conversations that I think working people need to have.
It absolutely is. You know, one of the most important things that we can do as working people is make sure we exercise our right to vote. You know, it's been clear on the labor side in the last 3.5 years, what happens if we don't, you know, because it's more than just an office that somebody goes into. It's all the agencies that, you know, that person appoints to. It's 3 Supreme Court justices in one term that get appointed. So, you know, this stuff is really, really important for folks to, you know, really get involved in democracy right now.
Yeah. So how did you come up with the idea of the bat light? I mean, you know, for those who don't know who are listening on radio, you know, you and 3 other women go around and flash a giant projector on the side of a building with, you know, whatever message you've got, kind of like the bat signal when, you know, we're calling out for, you know, for some help. Who came up with this idea? How'd you come up with this?
So actually, the bat light has been around the steelworker family for a few years now. It's something that we've used in contract campaigns. So, you know, to offer support to folks who are either in a labor dispute or a rough round of negotiations, we'll put a nice, like, you know, solidarity message or a fair contract now or something like that in different spaces, you know, just to sort of bring a little, you know, fun to the folks, give them some hope that are, that, you know, the folks that are within the local. And so, you know, with this whole pandemic stuff, just everything that we're doing is just sort of out of the box. And we were like, you know, maybe we can use some different messaging in that. So one of them was, one of the messages we use is make a plan to vote. And so to really get folks thinking about, you know, particularly in the last few weeks, you know, are you mailing your ballot in? Are you making a plan to vote early? Are you leaving time the day, election day, to go if that's, you know, if you want to go do that in person? And then the other one is the Biden-Harris message, just so folks know that's who we're backing.
Right. And you know, look, I do some work for the Teamsters, and they're as well backing Biden and Harris. And it's quite simple. It's, you know, this administration has, honestly and truthfully, been horrible for organized labor and for workers in general. You know, you can go through all of the NLRB decisions that have come down. You can go through what the Labor Department has done. We've got, you know, a former Walmart attorney as the head of the Department of Labor. There's a problem there.
Yeah. And you know, I appreciate actually this round how thoughtful the steelworkers were about who we backed. You know, way back in January, we actually surveyed our members on, you know, what are the things that matter to you and your family? What are your issues? So health care, retirement security, health and safety, our collective bargaining rights, you know, really just 5 to 6 core issues really popped up. And so we based our candidate surveys off those issues. And so when folks said they wanted our endorsement, we sent them to the survey, and we endorsed based off that. So to be honest, you know, we did send that survey to the president, and he did not return it. So we, you know, Vice President Biden did, and his answers were spot on and in line with our core values from our union. So that's, I just really appreciate that thought process behind it.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, jumping the gun and endorsing whomever.
Yeah, I mean, I love the leadership of your president, Tom Conway. I think you guys have done some incredible stuff, and this is part of it. It's getting out in the community and you know, engaging people, and not just your members alone, but all working people. And I think that's important. Now, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous. I love the fact that you get to go around to all these cool places and you get to see all this stuff. And I know, look, I know these are long days. You're probably working 16, 18 hours every day, but you get to go to some pretty cool places and see some pretty cool stuff.
You know, I originally came out of Ohio before I took a job with the steelworkers. And so I'm not totally familiar with Pennsylvania. And we've spent a lot of time there, but we've been up in Wisconsin, in Michigan, Ohio, kind of all the battleground states. But some of the communities that I have been able to go into and see, they're beautiful. You know, when we really look at places that, you know, what's iconic to the area, we're finding all these amazing murals that are painted in the community to be able to highlight a little bit. So it has really just been much more than, you know, just something we're doing for the election. You know, it's really been personally, I think it's really been an incredible experience. And the three women that I'm working with, they're all staff with the steelworkers. They're all, everybody's got something that drives them to do this work. And it's just really been an awesome experience to be able to do it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the book because I want to see the book of all the buildings that you've put it on. You've got to put one together. It's got to be a must. So what buildings, what places are your favorite places? I mean, I saw that you actually put the Biden-Harris steelworker logo on Trump Tower, and I go, that's got to be right up there at the top. But what's your favorite?
You know, to be honest, that was neat, you know, and that was something just to sort of bring attention to the whole project as a whole. But I think the real important work is the work that we do in the communities. And honestly, I think some of my favorite spots were, like, we went to Lambeau Field and put it on the front of Lambeau Field. And we were out there with some of the political casuals that are out, you know, doing the lit drops and doing the phone banking and really just working their tails off, you know, during this cycle and in a completely different way. And so that, I feel like that's one of the coolest places that we've been. We went up to the Iron Range and got to just really look at some of those mining communities. And for me, like, I like the community stuff a little bit better.
No, I can see that. We did a labor history tour back in 2013, and as we were going across the country, you know, it's outside of the ribs that we, because it was kind of a rib tour, but outside of that, it was the stories that we collected from people and what they shared of their lives with us that I held most closely, and what made it into our book that we came out of after the tour, which is why I think this would be one of those moments where, you know, putting this into a book form and selling it as the experience that you're talking about, the people that you meet, mm-hmm. and the stories they hear, I think would be a fantastic thing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I don't know if this is something that, you know, will ever happen again, but I'm just really blessed that I have a union that thinks outside of the box and, you know, does some of this work. But I tell you, I agree with you. You know, getting into the communities and just helping people realize that steelworkers are part of the community, right? Yeah. I mean, we're in there. We're coaches for our kids' softball teams. We're going to the churches. We're, you know, sitting at the corner bar. I mean, that's a neat part of it.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of where it looks like you just flashed it on somebody on people's houses, which I thought, that how do I get a picture of that on my house?
Actually, we've been very, very careful. We did put it on a house this week, but that was Joe Biden's boyhood home, and we had permission, and you know, the current owners were pretty excited about it. So we're pretty careful to make sure that we don't do anything you know, that's rude or to anybody. Yeah.
No, you don't want to be that way. I get that. But if you're in central Pennsylvania, by all means, swing by and you can put it on my house, because I'm sure it would make my neighbors just beyond thrilled. all with the Trump signs that surround me. Although we have a couple Biden signs. I'm very happy at this time around. Real quick, I do want to talk about the Women of Steel, because the steel workers have been at the forefront of pushing, you know, women in unions and women's rights. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes to you know, what is Women of Steel?
You know, Women of Steel is just, you know, it started out as an avenue for, you know, women in our union. You know, a couple of decades ago, just to have a pathway for more education, to get into leadership positions in their locals, to be more involved in the community. And it's just really there are so many sisters in our union that just do amazing work. You know, I've seen, not just in the community, but I've seen sisters really drive contract proposals that are important to, you know, the folks that they work with. And it's typical, and they get that because of the education, you know, the Women of Steel program puts on. And just, you know, the political action, the legislative action, they're out there lobbying in their state houses. They're going to D.C. and they're lobbying. And it's just an incredible program. And, you know, what's really nice, too, is to see within the leadership of our union, you know, women be in positions. Roxanne Brown is the vice president at large in our union. So it's been a pleasure just to watch these folks. There's a lot of our departments within the union that are led by women, you know, so maybe not the most forefront facing, but, you know, sisters that are really making decisions and working hard for our members.
And also bringing us the light, the bringer of the light. Amber, I think you guys are doing fantastic work, and I hope you'll keep it up. How long do you plan on taking this? You know, because we might not know, you know, after mm-hmm. Election Day, is Election Day the end of the light, or do you see this going on beyond?
Well, it's the planned end for the project, but, you know, listen, if we just need to keep shedding the light on, making sure that, you know, every vote that's cast is counted and counted fairly, then we're going to keep doing that.
Because, you know, I can see it now, you know, count the votes. Mm-hmm. We need the big bat light, and maybe shine that on the Supreme Court to tell them that we need to have the votes count. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a little concerned that, you know, with a 6-3 corporate court, yeah, like we now have, that maybe especially after Kavanaugh's response the other day, that we might not, yeah, be counting the votes. So we may need the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually were having a conversation about that in the car tonight when we were out and about, you know, seeing these different state decisions that are coming down, and there's some very ominous kind of answers coming out of the Supreme Court and kind of laying it out there that this might not be over. And so I think it's important, you know, like we need to make sure that every single person who is registered to vote has their vote counted.
Yeah, I'm right there. So last line of questioning I've got for you. The light is moving. Where is the light tonight and where's the light going in the next couple of days till Election Day?
We are in the Philadelphia area right now. So we're probably going to hang in Pennsylvania, you know, being it's a battleground state. So we'll be moving around probably the eastern side through Election Day. So.
All right. So if you're in the Philly area, make sure that you find the light. Seek out the light. Do you get little crowds to come and hang out, or yeah, what kind of initial response do you get?
Pretty good. I mean, we were in Madison, Wisconsin.
I love Madison.
It's a beautiful, beautiful city. But we had just a kind of, you know, make a plan to vote on the state house, and folks just came out of restaurants. They came, you know, they stopped their cars. They're like, this is so cool, and it was just. It's such an opportunity. It's just different, you know, different. Yeah. It's by no means meaning to be disrespectful in any way.
Yeah.
It's just a different way out of the box.
And, you know, since you brought up Madison and the Capitol, you know, we were there in 2011 sleeping on the granite floor.
I was there too. Yep.
During the uprising. And, you know, now my mind goes, damn, we could have had the bat light back then.
Yep, there's lots of opportunity here.
Well, keep the bat light shining. Amber, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the work you guys do. Keep it up. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate
Good stuff.
It.
Thank you so much, Amber Miller. The bringer of the light. And like I said, you know, we flashed a couple of the pictures, and you can check out their Twitter feed, which has a bunch of the photos of the light at USWBAT. If you check it out on Twitter, and we'll get it out on our social media feeds so you can take a look at the lights. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a good thing. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.